Let's do this. Let's see if this works here. Yes. Ooh. Man, oh man, oh man.
Imagine you, imagine me, imagine us. Could it be? But I see we're two worlds apart, a dead end sign that leads to broken heart. Maybe one day you'll see me, not in your way, but clearly. Maybe one day you'll need me, but right now I feel invisible.
Invisible. never wanna be in love with anyone else but you. You never treat me like you should, so what's the good of loving as I do? Although you always laugh at love, nothing else could be good enough for you.
Cultural Excellence right here on the Buzz, ladies and gentlemen. We are showcasing the one and only Mr. Brady Smart. Ladies and gentlemen, what a talent, what a talent, what a talent. And Brady, I had to stop the presses right there because I'm noticing things in your style, your voice, and how you can switch up a little bit. I mean, it was almost like a Frank Sinatra vibe in that song with a whole lot of soul to it. I'm hearing some things in your voice, in your range, and I'm absolutely loving your voice, man. And I noticed something else. Your vocal prowess is different from your speaking voice. And you nodding your head, and I'm hearing some. When you're singing, you know, you're great to talk to. when you're singing, I'm hearing this cat right here. His voice is polished. He's bringing some things out of that diaphragm there that most people that can sing don't have. And I'm going to narrow this thing down here. I had a show on this network, Waymaker, a few years ago that was hosted by Mr. Dansby Sturtevant. And he was a vocal coach. And we had a show called, I forgot the title of it, but it was geared towards teaching you how to sing online. Okay? And he would give certain tips like breathing. And so I'm going to come to you, Brady. I'm going to come to you about this. Placement. Tonality. Okay? And so I want you to share with our listening audience some people who can sing or want to sing or aspire to sing. Give them some tips on breathing, tonality, placement of the song, and connecting, and how to connect with an audience.
Wow, you just asked a question that can go in so many different directions. But one thing is for sure, in having right at about 20 plus years in the industry, I definitely began as a child prodigy. And I definitely had one particular vocal coach when I began at an early age, which was my college professor, Mr. Doug Browning. And one thing that I've learned is that many vocal teachers have many different techniques. They are those who, you know, who teach you to sing from different areas. As you forestated, they are those that teach you to sing from the diaphragm and to teach you. But his basic, in my early days, his basic technique was teaching me to sing from what is called the sternum, which is this upper area up in here, you know, and more or less to how to push notes. Now, here's the deal. I've always been what they call a belter. In that sense, or a loud belter. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I feel that I oversing, but at the same time, my oversinging is also my style within itself. And that's something that as a singer, as you forestated, that's something that as a singer, I think if you choose to be a musical artist, you first have to learn that you need your own direct style and your own direct individuality as an artist, if you want to appeal to an audience. My suggestion is definitely find you someone who teaches you how to flow within your voice. Because now there have also been some teachers, who have ruined some people's voices because every technique does not work the same for every single voice. Voices have different levels. And if you, you have to learn what works for you.
Right.
So I guess I'm just saying that I use what works for me in that sense, but it may not necessarily work that way for someone else.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much for saying that. And let me, Waymaker, before I toss it over to you, I am so glad that you say that because some vocal coaches, they have a strict format. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. But that may not be congruent or conducive to your style of music. Okay. You need to have someone that can develop what you have and are as an individual. And you know what? And that would take a very Waymaker. That would take a special instructor that says, okay, I've got these students and I have to work with them within their talents. Not a platform that, okay, everybody's going to do the same thing the same way. You got to bring out that artist, if you are a trainer, okay, to adhere to their style. And I couldn't agree with you. And Brady, thank you so much, sir, because I've never heard it put that way before. I really haven't. Waymaker?
Brady. You know, I mean, you're as amazing an artist in the whole nine yards. You got, you know, you got the complete package as far as I'm concerned. But we got a custom here.
Uh-oh, I knew he was going to do it.
Studio W, The Buzz. That we entertain our fans or our listening audience with such talent like yours. So I'm asking, I don't care what song it is. I don't care if whatever. Only thing I care is that you do something a cappella so people can hear you. Period.
Okay. Let's see. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And you're everything I'd like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle with you as the wind beneath my wings.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm buying a ticket, and I don't even have to.
ladies and gentlemen, okay, all right. You already knew that was impromptu. He didn't know that Waymaker was going to do that, but I knew that Waymaker was going to do it to him. And Waymaker does that to every artist that comes on this set, and we haven't been disappointed yet. And Brady, man, your voice. Look, I tell you what, bro. Now you have other. What is Kim? Kim Rogers, she keep texting me. She said, "Woo!" She said, "He's bad." And Kim, look, I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, there is a song that we played earlier tonight, and I'm playing it again. I have to definitely play it again. But this is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting fire emojis here. Tell me goodbye. Hey, keep it locked right here. Wow. Man, Mike said they gave him goosebumps.
All right, man, Mike.
Uh-oh. And this is something different. Check this out. I'm loving this man. This dude is mean. Brandon Smart. Bad dude. I love his voice, man.
Then if it doesn't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Hey. Go ahead, Brady.
Sweeten my coffee with a morning.
Waymaker, you got a great ear, my brother. Are you serious right now?
With your side.
Are you serious right now?
God did it.
Tell me you love me for 1 million years. Then if it just won't work out, then if we just can't get it to work out.
Are you serious,
then
man?
You can tell me.
You're the old W.
Goodbye.
Your buzz.
Well, tell at least the world.
If you must go.
Right here, y'all.
Then I won't let my heart grieve.
We are the originators, not no good.
You know what? we might have to start our own a show. The World Meets Talent. You know, like AGT?
Hello.
American Idol? This is where the world meets talent. Hey, Waymaker, we'll talk off air about that. Come on. Are you listening to me?
I got you.
Okay. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Man, if you don't drop the mic on that one.
Absolutely.
Hey, check with your ear doctor. You have a hearing problem.
Huh?
Brady?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're a bad dude.
Can I add a little small appendix there, WB? Something I want to make sure that I added.
Please.
So ever since, you know, the full program tonight, you've been making such a great emphasis on, on Black history, and which is not just
yes,
Black
sir.
History, it's our history. Well, that particular number, I didn't write that particular song. That's actually, another ballad that was made really popular by a great R&B legend, Miss Betty Swan, back in the 70s. And I took it and I remixed it and put my own little flair to it. So, and you know, just to coincide with Black History Month, I want to make sure that if there's anybody out there that can let Miss Betty Swan hear a copy of that recording, wow. who may be listening tonight, if you can let her hear a copy of that recording, please do so, because that's definitely my tribute to her. So I just wanted to add that right there.
Thank you. Because Waymaker, they're trying to erase our history. And we ain't going to let that happen.
No.
Nope.
Committed for it not happening. That's what we do on Studio.
Brady, thank you for saying that, brother. And because Betty Swan, when is the last time anybody mentioned her name?
We don't even know who she is in this day and time.
Oh!
One of the founding pillars of R&B music. She really is.
That's what this is all about. Waymaker?
Yes, sir.
And this hits me deep, brother.
Oh yeah, this is where talent meets the world. I'm telling you, this is the place. We don't duplicate. Okay, we originate right here on Studio W, The Buzz. And you mentioned something a while ago, told Brady this, that he's one of those players, and I used to play football, and I played with guys that was overcoached till they got discouraged. And you touched on that. And I told him, I said, one thing about it, as listening to his art of music and the way he does it.
Right.
I said, only thing I've got to do for you is just make sure the sound is right and just give you the mic and get out the way.
Get the hell out of here.
Ain't nothing I can say at this point. Just get to it and just get out the way. Go outside.
Get to it.
Just leave the building and turn him loose. So
you sound like,
I'm excited.
Like Nigel Perkins now. Get to him.
I'm excited what the future look like.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I'm really excited about it, you know, and our relationship building.
That's right.
So, Brady? Yeah, it's Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Yeah, WB,
okay.
I know what you're
saying. Okay, hey, Waymaker.
Because Waymaker got a way of just growing on you real quick and fast, doesn't he?
I told you. You know, how in the hell... 15 minutes turned into 7 months.
And he probably said the same thing. I gave the man my number.
I said, damn. What the hell? So, anyway, Brady, Okay, what you didn't know, you've been inducted into the syndicate, a.k.a. the mafia, okay? The Hall of Fame. That means that your music is going to be played throughout the week right here on this network, if that's okay with you, sir.
Look, that is fantastic with me, WB. I feel like calling as an awesome honor as well as a privilege. I'm more than thankful to you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
Man, look, this is what Waymaker and I do. We're making a connection. Guess what? Power.
Yeah.
In numbers.
Hey, absolutely.
All right? And because of certain situations, family scattered. But guess what? We are here to provide a platform that unites and bring everybody back together, man.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do it. I promise you we're going to do it.
We committed.
We're committed because Studio W, thank God, we're in our 10th year right now.
Yes.
Okay. We're not owned or operated by any outside forces. Solely owned, solely operated. And I thank the Lord to have this privilege to do what we do. And Waymaker, man, I love you, brother.
I love you, brother.
There's no question about it. Let's do this right now. Wow. Never before. Wow.
Good man.
That's Mr. God. Brady right there. Go ahead, son. Go ahead.
Never found me.
Bad boy.
Never wanna be in love with anyone else but you.
That is that's right. Wow. This dude is bad. You know what? Oh! Oh!
And we back. We back like somebody hairline. I need to
come on.
For all them country boys. No matter where you from, where you at.
Hey, we make
one hand up. Cause we've been the rebels. Yes,
that just ready, happened.
So let's rock steady. Let's go.
Come on.
She don't play about a time.
Oh my goodness. The baddest. The baddest. Come on. Nah. Oh, David. Oh, why? She's real. The buzz, baby. 24/7. You hanging over me, WBNDA. The Waymaker. Ron Marshall. Hey, P.O.B.
All you gotta do is turn on my microphone.
Hey, bootlegger.
When I'm walking through that cowboy hat, the king is all you see. Pass me the shine so I can get down. Getting down.
Oh, we.
Where's the crown?
Oh. Hey, Waymaker. Another blockbuster.
Night after night, y'all.
No. We tell jokes. We wanna. This is no joke. The Buzz. Studio Joke. Global. That's right. That's right. Hey, 007. Hey, 007. Oh. 007 says, we have her dancing.
Oh, wow. All right. All right.
Folks.
All right.
I'll start with one. Okay. if we make one person happy, we've done our job.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No doubt. But guess what? Brady, it's been more than one. It's been more than one that have appreciated you, your style, your talent. Well, we want you to tell the audience anything that you want about goals, where you started, how to contact you, and whatever they should focus on in order to be successful.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that I extend a very hearty thank you to Cultural Excellence for allowing me to be a part of tonight's platform. Sharing this last couple hours with you all has been fantastic. I've enjoyed every single minute of being here. I wanted you all to know that if you need to contact me by any means, if you're looking for any bookings, you can definitely contact The Waymaker. Mm. And The Waymaker can give you any information as to how to bring me to your city. And I want to make sure that you all know I want to come to your city. I'm looking forward to coming to new areas and to sharing new stages with all of those amazing artists and these amazing audiences that are waiting to listen. So I want to tell you that if you would like to book me, you can definitely contact The Waymaker. As far as goals, I think that I have the basic goals that any other artist has that's who's striving in this industry right now. You and I both know that that there are thousands and thousands of other people who are trying to do the exact same thing that I'm trying to do. So I'm appreciative for this opportunity because it's an opportunity that not so many people receive. So I'm striving my best to share my music with the world. If you ask what my goal is, I think that would be it. It would be to share my music with the world and hope that all those of you who listen, I hope that you enjoy listening to my music as much as I enjoy recording it and sharing it with you. So I think that's about the basis of everything that I want to say right there. Please book me. Get in touch with The Waymaker ASAP. I'd love to come to a city near you.
Right. The Waymaker is going to give you those credentials. And Brady, brother, you a bad man.
Now y'all understand why. Now you understand why I was throwing shoes and books and stuff against the wall.
No.
Amazing talent.
You know,
and how to get in contact with me about Brady is 713-819-8687. Again, is 713-819-8687.
Man.
And we would love to come to your town real, real soon.
And you know what, Brady?
Yes, sir.
I think I told you. Let me just drop my voice a little bit. I think I told you that you are in the mafia right now. Okay.
Well, look, I appreciate you for putting me in the mafia. You can put me in rotation all day long.
Let's do this.
Okay.
You know, a songwriter once told me that if I should ever find myself awakened,
that's the one that takes us out, right there.
Just simply think of the one that I love, and pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and just sit down and begin to write. Well, one night I found myself in that situation. So I wrote a song just for you. This is what I wrote.
Go ahead, son.
It's cause I had a daughter.
Go ahead.
I believe what's mine is yours.
Oh, my goodness.
What's yours is mine. But I'd give you everything I had if I thought it'd make you smile.
boy, you're mean. Whitmaker?
Yes, sir.
He's better than he knows he is. He don't know it. This boy.
Yes,
good. Oh. I got his wolf camera. I need to leave camera. This boy. Man.
Coming
wow.
to your city soon.
Man.
Wow. Coming to your city soon. That's all I can
hey,
say.
Hey, Brady. Turn your camera on. What's wrong with you?
He Man. Was gassing up the bus. He was gassing up the bus. So he was going to get on the road.
Even if I was one of the baddest songs I've heard all year. Don't play, Brady, don't play. Stop playing, Brady. When I look into your eyes. Damn.
Better pack in one suitcase, you better pack two. So we're gonna be gone for a while.
Hey, look here. Hey, look here. You got women that want to those things on the stage. Much I no. Yeah, I'm serious. They're taking them all. Oh. Woo! It's 3 in the morning. Wow. Woo. Man.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh! That's right.
March 2nd, he'll be in Selma, Alabama. I know it's sent from up above. March 15th, he will be in Pensacola. March 16th, he will be in Mobile. Should ask me if my love was true. March 30th, I'll tell him that. March 31st, he'll be in Nathan, Tennessee. For he's the one who told me that you better pack two bags. Would be such a good thing.
And it is man. Gift of grace. You ain't listening to the buzz. You missing a treat. Studio W. That buzz. That's B-U-Z-Z. Studio W. That buzz. Studio W. That buzz.
Come on, son. Come on. Look, tell it meets the world, y'all.
It's just you and me.
Just you and me.
And all I can think about is love.
Yeah,
you. That's that bad boy, Brady. Smart.
Good.
Go ahead, Brady. Go ahead, son. My man. Come on, son.
I know God sent it from above.
How did that happen? Woo! Come on!
If I try again,
hey, Jackie. Hey, guys.
Those emotions would be no longer dead.
Okay, okay. I want to do something I've never done before. Jackie's in Maui.
If I try again,
let's see.
All right.
Come on! And it with me, WBNDA, the Waymaker, the best promoter on the planet.
Thank you,
and then there's WB. I might have something to do with this.
Oh, yes, you got a whole lot to do with this. Don't get it twisted.
Woo!
Only thing I can say is, won't he do it?
Come on now.
You know, a songwriter once told me that if
what
I should ever find myself,
I wake up in the wee hours of the night. Well, that's
just
it.
Simply pick up a word,
look, I'm not going to stop it.
A piece of paper and just
it, it was.
And one night I found myself in that situation.
It happened. Oh.
So I wrote a song.
Oh, my God. How did that happen? Come on!
I know you gotta get to rehearsal.
We appreciate you.
Waymaker,
how did that happen?
Hey, but I'd give you everything I have. If I thought it'd make you smile.
We definitely got to get to rehearsal. We got to get that with his band. So we appreciate you, brother.
Thank y'all for having me. And don't let me be your last time.
Come on, dude.
All right, now.
All right.
This bad boy. Hey, ladies. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You gotta play that song I sent you after this one.
Even if I'm gonna do that. Okay.
You was made for me.
Hold on. I got you.
After this one.
Wow.
These are the thoughts of a man.
Y'all world, but I love that song.
Oh, man. Waymaker, that's why I keep playing it.
I can't help it. I love it.
The force. I did it all for you. WB. The Waymaker. The force.
Would be such a good thing.
Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you about that.
Man, that's that kind of music.
Come on, now.
Just dance, slow dance, weird, hold your baby real close. Kind of close your eyes a little bit. Just hold it right there in your lungs. That's that kind of music.
We've got so much great stuff coming to you guys in 2024, 2025, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pick a number.
But right now
we're here to stay.
Woo! Tell a friend to tell
friends
a friend.
Friends of concerts. first come on, concert in the house. That's a bad boy. Hey, Waymaker. Waymaker. I've got another one. I've got another one.
I know God sent it from above.
Uh-oh. S-R-G.
Oh, man.
And Cupid? Yeah. Oh, G-R.
The conversation we had. The way it made me feel.
Come on.
I was all so glad.
Come on. Man. You were praying for me.
Said we are
good
first and
fine.
Damn.
But all
this
I
group
need
is the only seven. Come on.
You were made for me.
You yeah. Already better know it.
I can't see nobody.
I did what I was asked to do.
You were made for me.
Woo!
Like
a,
be on the
board. Come on, girl.
It's no surprise that you're in my life. Baby, you're the one who
happy.
Keeps the love in the flow. And I like
Valentine's.
It. You got it. You know it.
Come on.
Show it.
He's my peace and calms my storm. I feel like a queen in his arms. He yes. Builds me up and holds me down.
Come on, yeah.
By my side, you carried my load and laid down your pride.
I can't see nobody else.
I can't
you.
See nobody.
Cause you were made for me.
You were made for me.
I see you.
Broken and incomplete, but God sent me an angel made just for me. Like branches on a tree, like food on a vine, they just gave you, baby. I'm yours and you're mine. We tried to leave each other, leave each other alone. But the love that we share said is so strong.
I can't see nobody else but you. Cause you were made for me.
You were made for me. Yeah.
I can't see nobody else but you.
Ooh.
Cause you were made for me.
You were made for me. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Come on, yeah. That's a Valentine's Day.
You were made for me. You were made for me.
And you're
a strong woman.
You were made for
but
me.
We're a force together.
You were made for me.
God kept his hands on
you
us.
Were made for me.
God put us together.
You were made for me.
You were made for me.
You were made for me.
Well, y'all should be enjoying this music.
Sick and tired of these young guys coming to me talking about what they can do for me.
or what they can do to me. One thing's for certain and two things for sure. There's definitely a difference between a sugar mama and a cookie. And one thing about a baby, I'm damn sure not a sugar mama. So I guess I'm gonna just have to explain.
Come on, you know,
just who I am. About Sassy in my walk and jazzy with my mouth. Single woman, everything your mama said.